Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This week, we had an interview with Dr. Ryan Tierney, assistant professor and director of the Post-Professional Graduate Athletic Training Education Program at Temple University. We sat down at Temple University for a short conversation, so please excuse the background noise. Could you describe your current research goals and what the clinical implications are?
Currently, we're looking to find if there's any genetic susceptibility to things such as sport concussion occurrence or recovery. It seems like there's a certain percentage of the population of athletes that, for example, have difficulty recovering. Maybe up to 15-20% may take more than the typical 2 to 3 weeks to recover. And when there's a certain level of the population where there's an abnormality, I'll say, like in recovery, concussion recovery, then a possible reason why might be a genetic predisposition.
Could genetics research in concussions help us better treat the athletes, or primarily for recognizing them?
Well, I think it would be the ultimate goal would be probably something would be part of the screening process. And if through the screening process, for example, just to keep it simple, if we identified an athlete has gene X, then this person might be more predisposed to having a longer recovery versus normal. So I could see it as being part of a screening process to provide information not only to the athlete, to the family, in terms of decision making. Do you want to be involved in these sports where there's a greater potential for head injury, head impact related sports, but also for the clinician in terms of handling of athletes who they may be able to recognize as being more susceptible to either injury or longer recovery.
So it sounds like there's been some research on susceptibility and recovery. Has there been genetics research on the long-term implications of concussions and who might be more susceptible to long-term implications?
As far as the current state of the research, long-term issues related to concussion, things like CTE or early onset dementia or Alzheimer's, nothing out there related to specific genes and sport participation. However, just like that, in looking at the genetics of concussion occurrence and acute concussion recovery, we're going to start beginning to look at different proteins and therefore different genes that we think are involved in the concussion pathophysiological process. If we find variants in genes that code for proteins that are involved in this pathophysiological process, I'm hoping that more than likely we'll be able to identify those genetic variants that make people more susceptible to having problems.
Is there anything else in genetics in sports medicine or concussion in sports medicine that you think is exciting right now?
Well, I think the idea of genetics and sports medicine is exciting. The idea that me as an athletic trainer, a clinician, can be involved in basic science and therefore translational research is just exciting to me, just because of having the ability to ask and answer questions that deal with not only brain injury, but the mechanisms behind brain injury and why individuals might be more susceptible to the injury or more susceptible to problems recovering. That's exciting, and it's very exciting to be in an area that could ultimately hopefully help a lot of people.
We'd like to thank Dr. Tierney for his time. This past week, we also had 3 posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post reported that the Balanced Error Scoring System, BAS test, is more effective in assessing high school age students' concussions compared to the balance accelerometer measure assessment. The tandem leg stances on firm and foam surface of the BEST test are the most sensitive and specific positions for detection of a concussion. The second post highlighted that elite soccer athletes may be at an increased risk for knee and ankle osteoarthritis compared with the general population. This group should be identified as high risk, and preventative measures should be taken. And finally, the third post reported that fitness level may influence baseline concussion symptom reporting, with fitter individuals reporting fewer concussion symptoms. Athletes also appeared to report more concussion symptoms when reporting after exercise. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.